Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're live now. Adam McAlvey from MLB.com and Brewers.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Adam, how you doing, man?
Good. I'm not going to complain. It's bright sunshine. A little chilly, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's been – isn't it just a little bit cooler than normal out there? Usually it's about mid-70s. I've even been out there when it was in the 90s this time of year, but it's been in the 50s and 60s, right?
Yeah, but I think it was really warm before we got down here. So I think for everybody here, it's a nice little break. And it's, you know, for the workouts, it's fine. It's dry. That's all they care about. And I mean, cold, it's in the 50s.
Right.
So we're going to make it. We're going to pull through. Ryan Braun is out there at first base today. They've got that group together taking BP, that crowded outfield. So today's the day where it sort of gets underway. Marco Ignacio just gave his usual address. Craig Counsell, we hear, had a really good speech in front of all the players. And Friday they got games. So it's really condensed this year. They get going quick.
I want to go back to something Mark Atanasio said, and I wanted to bring this up to you. He said, quote, "We think this group right here, right now, can make the playoffs." So the minute that came across, I read it, we started getting reactions. Some say that's great. They feel they've done enough. They've got enough offensive firepower to get there. Yes. Others say that means Mark is closing the purse strings and they're not making any more deals and that's it. So they're going to go with what they got. How do you read that statement?
Well, look, I read it the same way I read David Stern saying we like our group, which he said to me and others a bunch of times recently. The alternative is the owner or the general manager getting in front of a reporter or on the radio and saying, boy, we really need one more pitcher. That's not a very good negotiating position to be in when you're talking to free agents. So they're not going to say, oh, man, we really need one more guy. They're going to say we like our group. Now, what he also – he gave, I think, a really good explanation, and this is what I'm going to write about today, of, you know, he's in an interesting position because he's two guys at once. He is, 14 years later, as big a fan as the day he bought the team. And he is legitimately giddy on this day every year when, as he put it to us today, he gets to walk into a major league clubhouse and talk to a bunch of ballplayers. 14 years later, that is not fake. That is not an act. That is legit. So that guy wants to sign Jake Arrieta, Lance Lynn, and Alex Cobb. The other guy is the owner of this multimillion-dollar, what's become, you know, a huge corporation with dozens of analysts whose job it is to use data to, as Mark uses that term, agnostic about David Stearns, to make logical decisions, or at least to make recommendations based on data. So that guy is being told that what they have right now, they feel like is an above average offense, or at least an offense that's going to score more than it did last year, and a well above replacement level pitching staff. And that's kind of a term that gets thrown around, but the way these teams and GMs look at acquiring players now is every team has their own sort of formula for applying a level of wins to a player. So, you know, you want a bunch of 3+ above replacement level players, and they sort of boil these guys down to numbers like that. And they feel like they've got talent on this pitching staff to be good enough to be a playoff level team with the guys they've got. What they don't have in high end talent, They believe in numbers, in depth, and you can build a team that way and have success that way. And they feel like they are that kind of team right now. So those two things are kind of battling against each other right now, those two guys. And we just don't know how it's going to end. I mean, they got Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain, especially Yelich, because an opportunity presented itself in this sort of odd offseason. Opportunity could present itself for one of those pitchers that I named. And they will, you know, or a trade, and then they can strike and make that happen. And we just, on this date, as pitchers, as the full squad is working out for the first time, we just don't know what this roster is going to look like on opening day. And I think this is going to be a spring where all of our analysis during spring training is kind of going to get wiped away, I'm guessing, because it just seems like all across baseball, there are teams who are going to make moves before opening day, and it's going to kind of change their outlook. So we might just have to kind of this year be a little bit patient and see what their roster ends up looking like once they get to the games that count.
Talking with Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com, going back to something that you said regarding Mark Attanasio's discussion, he could have said, and I'm only getting into the semantics of the verbiage here, but he could have said something to the effect of, hey, we believe we're ahead of the rebuild, we've been transparent, it would be great to win, but we want to stick with the process. I mean, he could have said a lot of things, but he was firing it out to where it was, they really believe that they've got enough to get there. And
well, I don't know that. I mean, that he certainly said that, and I know the team shared that, right, from its Twitter account.
Correct.
That doesn't necessarily distill his comments. If we literally just got back up and are going to sit down to start writing it. He did not say playoffs are bust. That was not the gist of what the conversation was. It was about being better. You know, that he feels they are a better team than they were at the end of last season. It's about kind of taking, having the players feel like they can own this opportunity. Craig Counsell made that part of his comments today. But it wasn't like, I asked him point blank, I said, do you feel like it's playoffs or bust? Do you feel like, are you going to be disappointed without the playoffs? And he gave an answer that was a little more general than, you know, just saying, yeah, you know, playoffs or this season is a disappointment. That's not what he said.
Are you surprised? Because I thought before full squad workouts, before they get into spring training games, the other shoe might have fallen and we might have seen another move. Like you said, this may be a you know, spring training of quite a few moves during spring training. Are you surprised they didn't make a move already?
No, because look, Eric Hosmer just had his press conference this morning. They had it on in the clubhouse here. JD Martinez hasn't had his yet. Those are the big dogs. Yu Darvish basically just signed with the Cubs before everybody came down here. The big boys are just getting homes, and that is going to open up opportunities for the next guys. So I'm not terribly surprised. This is, you know, there are smarter people than me to analyze what needs to change to prevent this from happening again, or whether this is just a one-year blip with this particular free agent class. But I predict that by the end of it, the guys who, you know, the good players are going to have places to play, and they're going to get paid. Maybe not as much as they thought they would going in, but they're going to be fine. I just think it's taking a long time this winter, but by the end of it, it'll happen.
Are you surprised? I mean, his comment about Scott Boras, I thought was rather interesting. When the question was, do you talk to Scott Boras much? He said, yes, Scott and I talk.
Well, yeah, you know, look, Scott Boras has done that before, right? Kyle Loesch, there was
sure.
A lot of direct dealings with Mark. They have a great relationship from the 17 times the Brewers have signed Francisco Rodriguez. So there's a good line of communication there. And look, a good agent is going to exercise every avenue, go down every avenue that he can possibly go down in order to find his guy a deal. He, of course, has Jake Arrieta.
Right.
And Arrieta's a really good pitcher. There's risk, for sure. I mean, there's risk with every free agent just by the nature of where they're at in their careers. And there's certainly great risk with him, but there's great reward, too. And it shouldn't necessarily come as a surprise that that he's getting messages. I'm not certain that means that they're anywhere down the line, but it's the communication is certainly open, and he's a guy, he would make this team better. I mean, he would. Even if you're a guy who doesn't want to spend on him because of the risk, you got to admit, today, he would make this team better.
What about the second base position? We were just speculating about that earlier. Are they just content with VR and Sogard kind of being the platoon situation at this point?
Well, that's what they've got. I mean, Neil Walker is another guy that just looks on paper like he would make them better, at least offensively. But, you know, Jonathan Villar is a guy, I think I've said this to you before, Bill. Remember, this time last year, he had just turned down a $23 million contract extension. And, again, because they're basing these decisions and these recommendations on logic and data, you know, what they think a player is capable of, I don't think you are willing to make that kind of expenditure on a player in, say, it was January of 2017, and then coming up, and then he has a bad year, and all of a sudden he's a different player in your eyes. I still think they think he's a good player. So, you know, the idea is to try to maximize what he's good at, and then you have Eric Sogard as kind of the guy. You know, VR is a switch hitter. When he was really good in 16, a lot of that damage was from the right side of the plate. Then you have Sogard from the left side of the plate, who was really good before he turned that ankle, and it kind of shut him down. I mean, he was one of the best on-base machines in baseball for a stretch there. And if you kind of put those guys, you ride the platoon advantage with both of them, you can get something pretty good from that position. So I think, until I see someone else here in camp to take second base, I think Johnny Villar is going to get a really good opportunity to prove that he's more the 2016 guy than he was the 2017 guy. It looks like he's going to get that chance. I did that story the other day, Bill, about, you know, he looked a lot of Joey Votto video, and I hope no one read that as like, I think he's going to be Joey Votto, or he thinks he's going to be Joey Votto, or Darnell Coles thinks Johnny Villar is Joey Votto. But the idea was, let's watch some at-bats of a player with, you know, the best plate discipline, the best strike zone judgment, one of the best ever. And that's what Jonathan Villar did late last year and then into the winter. So he's just, those are kinds of the things he's thinking about. Try to get, if he swings at pitches in the strike zone, he can be a good player. And that's sort of what he's thinking about coming into camp.
Good stuff, Adam. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. And then we'll also see you down there in a few weeks as well.
I can't wait. I will dial up some warmer weather for you, and I'll see you then.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.